work hard, pay attention to detail, all the things that we've talked about since the first day of spring training. That's why we do it.
There you go. Some words from Terry Francona after yesterday's shutout from the White Sox. Work hard. Practice the basics. Maybe that's the key when you're struggling. Let's find out. We're talking to Jim Rosenhaus this morning on Guardians Radio Network. It's brought to you by your North Vigil Convenient Sunoco and also Tuffy Auto Service Center. Jim, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
You know what? The best news, that was a great weather forecast. So when the team's at home for Memorial Day weekend, that's a positive.
Yeah, that's exactly. You come to a ballpark, you enjoy the atmosphere, maybe you just, and you hope your team does well.
It's been a struggle. I know you play those clips from Tito, and now he's scratching his head and trying to figure it out. And I mean, he's been in this game long enough to know that there's stretches like this, and if you believe in your team, which they do, you just got to keep working and hope it turns. And right now it's not, and it's been, I'm sure, frustrating for everyone in that clubhouse.
We seem to be striking out more than what we expect on this team. That was sort of the strength last year, was with not striking out, but that seems to be what's got a hold of us this time around.
Yeah, and you know, that's a good point, Bruce, because if I don't think anyone was expecting this team to lead the league in home runs. Like that's just the way the roster's constructed. They're just not going to hit a lot of home runs, but I think they showed last year if you can make a lot of contact, you can overcome that deficiency and still put up a productive offense. I mean, they were, I think they finished sixth in the American League in runs scored last year, which is very respectable. But if you're not going to hit home runs, you have to put the ball in play, and they are struggling in that area a little bit more this year. Although, really, when you look at it compared to the rest of the league, they're striking out, you know, fewer than most teams in baseball. But I think for this team, especially on a day like yesterday, you see the strikeouts really hamper them, and it hasn't been easy. And I'm not sure what the solution is. It will be interesting to see how long they stay patient with some of the current group, and if they do elect to make some changes there. But I know, you know, this game, patience is so important in this game, but you do need to be careful sometimes, you know, that you don't want to see a season slip away. And I think that's what they're really grappling with right now.
When you say changes, are we talking about taking people, putting people down, bringing other people up, putting people together to get other
players? Yeah, I mean, look, you know, I think we all look at social media or you know, read the reports on the game the next day, you know, and at various news outlets. And there's certain players who are struggling. There's other players in the minor leagues right now who, you know, are considered big prospects that people want to see. And, you know, who knows how much of a difference that makes. Here's, I think, what the struggle is. If this team was a rebuilding team, I think they would have made moves a while ago and just said, hey, let's roll it out with some kids that we think can help us down the road. But they really do believe that they have a chance to make the postseason still. And because of that, there's some value in certain veterans who are struggling right now. So, you know, you stay with them, you hope they get back to what they've been throughout their careers, and then they can be really helpful. But right now, when you watch, you know, how it's been going, especially the month of May with the lack of offense, it's really frustrating to watch for sure.
And then you get people that sort of are pressing or whatever. They're just not playing as relaxed. What about the attitude? I mean, we've talked in the past sort of how it's fun in the dugout, that type of a thing. Mm-hmm. There's a point where maybe that kind of wears, or there's still the people that are sort of, you know, I don't say Pollyannas, but sort of positive people. In other words, just keep going through it, a new day, another chance to get a victory, that type of thing.
I mean, you know, you walk into the clubhouse in the afternoon before a game, and you know, that vibe is the same. You know, it's a good group of players who were a big part of something really special a year ago, and part of that was, you know, playing cards and shooting hoops on the Nerf hoop and being relaxed while also getting your work in. And honestly, I've probably seen more this year of of players not in that main clubhouse area because they're in the cage working. And maybe if it's pitchers or they're looking at more video or scouting reports, things like that. But I think from a hitting standpoint, the amount of time that they're spending in the cage is probably more than we may have even seen in the past. I mean, they're searching for everything. They really are. And I think that's what Tito was referring to. You just got to keep working because you know it's in there. It's been there before. And they certainly believe in the hitting coaches and everything like that. So we'll see. Hopefully it can turn because the division is still very much there for the taking. But you don't know how long that's going to be the case. One of these teams might get hot and start to pull away. So you got to be careful of that.
Jim, do we still have the same hitting coaches as a year ago?
Yeah, they were new last year. Chris Falaka is the new head hitting coach. Victor Rodriguez has been here for many seasons. And then more of a scouting analytics type coach. That did turn over. Jason Esposito is the new person in that position. So, yes, very much the same as a year ago. And I know last year Chris was lauded for the approach of looking at the talent and saying, look, we're not a power-hitting team. We got to make contact. And they did a great job at that. And that's certainly been the same approach. It's just been different this year for whatever reason. Some of that may be the league adjusting to the Guardians hitters and making some adjustments along those lines. We'll see.
We're looking for a good major Memorial Day weekend against the St. Louis Cardinals. They're kind of in a similar record as we are. What have you seen from your scouting for them coming into this weekend?
You know, it's amazing. They're very similar to the White Sox team that the Guardians just played in that they got off to a horrible start. And then people in St. Louis were up in arms. You know, they had the worst record in the National League for a while. But now they're hot. Like the White Sox were coming in. Now they're playing, I think, up to their expectations and what people thought they would be. So it's going to be a handful this weekend. But again, you play who's on the schedule, and the Guardians certainly believe they're as good as anybody when they're playing well, and they got to get back to that.
Yeah, they got Bieber, Bybee, and Gattis, I think, is the weekend lineup, to at least the
great pitching right there. I mean, especially the first two. They're proven commodities. Gattis is coming off his first major league win, so you like the pitch for sure.
All right, well, have a good holiday weekend. Jim, we'll talk with you next week. Thanks for your time this morning.
You too, guys. Thank you.
Jim Rosenhaus joining us, talking Guardians baseball this morning. It's brought to you on WEOL by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and locally owned and operated Tuffy Auto Service Centers, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, and on Route 58 in Amherst.